This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Jan Dhan Yojana has delivered unprecedented scale and transformative outcomes with an unparalleled impact in the last 12 years. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Jan Dhan Yojana is playing a significant role in advancing financial inclusion and empowering people across the country. Under the Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, more than 59 crore accounts have been opened so far, with total deposits amounting to 3,17,000 crore rupees. The scheme was launched by Prime Minister Modi on this day in 2014. As the world's largest financial inclusion initiative, the scheme continues to redefine access to banking for all Indians. Under the scheme, 78% of the accounts have been opened in rural or semi-urban areas, and approximately 56% of accounts are owned by women. India is currently operating 24 nuclear power reactors across 7 sites with a total installed capacity of 8.78 gigawatt. According to the Department of Atomic Energy, 9 additional reactors are under construction. Nuclear energy has emerged as an important component of India's development journey, contributing not only to electricity generation but also to healthcare, agriculture and various industrial applications. The Nuclear Energy Mission for Viksit Bharat aims to achieve 100 gigawatt of nuclear power capacity by 2047. India's nuclear energy program is built on the principle of safety first, guided by stringent regulatory oversight, multiple layers of protection and comprehensive emergency preparedness. It safeguards people and the environment while providing reliable low-carbon electricity. The death toll in devastating Nepal-Tibet flash floods has risen to 392, while 1,468 people remain missing on both sides of the border. Nepalese authorities reported 910 people missing, while officials in Tibet said 558 people remained unaccounted for. Nepalese security personnel have evacuated more than 800 people from the affected districts. The catastrophe has triggered a major rescue effort by India, with External Affairs Ministry saying 290 Indian nationals in Nepal remain uncontactable. The missing Indians include hydropower workers and tourist groups from different states. External Affairs Ministry has also established a 24-hour control room to assist with the tracing and evacuation efforts. India has so far rescued 84 nationals. The flood threat in Bihar has for now receded following severe floods in Nepal. After a rise in the Gandak River's water flow on Wednesday night, the discharge has been declining since yesterday. As a precautionary measure, all 8 Gandak-affected districts have been kept on alert. Water Resources Department teams are maintaining round-the-clock surveillance and patrolling of the embankments. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will be on a 6-day visit to the United States beginning today. During her visit to U.S., she will travel to Chicago, Asheville, and New York. In Chicago, Finance Minister will participate in a roundtable conference with prominent investors and engage with the leading CEOs, presidents, and senior representatives of the private sector. Bilateral one-to-one meetings with CEOs and senior leadership of select companies in Chicago will also be held. The discussion will focus on India's investment opportunities, economic outlook, and areas for strengthening linkages with India's rapidly expanding startup and innovation ecosystem. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the Central Asian country Uzbekistan tomorrow. He will be on a 2-day visit to the Tashkent city. During his visit, the Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks with the President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, to further strengthen the strategic partnership between the two countries. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Sri Amarnath Yatra will officially culminate today with the traditional Chadi Mubarak ceremony at the Holy Cave Shrine. It will proceed to the Holy Cave today where special prayers and traditional rituals will be performed. The annual Budha Amarnath Yatra will also culminate today. The IMD has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms and lightning over Odisha and Bihar today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.